Welcome to another episode of the Remix My Fitness podcast, where we learn that there's more than one way to train, eat, and live. I'm your host, MC Kim, and still, the kind intelligent man, coming through your speakers, your earbuds, or however you're listening to this. And if you're listening to it any other way, let me know. Let me know how you are listening to this, other than through your speakers and your earbuds. Today, I want to share with you a little secret about how to get stronger next time you are working out in the gym. I use this technique when I work out on my own, and I use them to coach both my in-person and online clients as well. And I know a lot of them listen to this show, so guys and gals, call me out on in the comments field if any of these techniques haven't made you stronger in your lifts. But remember, who still programs your workouts? Okay? So be kind. And even if you don't train with me, still hit me up in the comments field in iTunes with questions, show me some love, give me your honest rating of the show, because these things, they get more eyeballs. I mean, okay, not eyeballs, right? Like, you don't watch the show. What I mean is actually get more into people's ears, is what I'm trying to say. So these upcoming techniques that I'll be talking about, you know, I classify under visualization techniques. And visualization, it's not something new, but it's very seldom used in the weight room. And if you aren't using them, then you're missing out on unlocking a superpower that is literally right at the ends of your fingertips, and it's so easily accessible. And you're probably thinking, superpower, he says. That sounds a little extreme, but what if you could actually activate your subconscious mind and its abilities? You know, that thing that you can't see, you can't touch, but you could feel it. You know it exists. Like some days you might be at the bench press and you might be trying to bench 50 pounds and it feels like a feather. And then there are other times when that 50 pounds feels like 100 pounds. But what if you can always make those 50 pounds feel like 20 pounds, feel like 10 pounds? Or maybe feel like the feather like that I was talking about. Doesn't that sound like a superpower? And what if in just a few minutes you can build, grow, and most important, keep your motivation at peak high levels? To me, that sounds like a no-brainer. And I know for a fact, because I do this every day, that it makes a difference. When I program a workout for one of my clients, I sometimes kind of slip in a few sets where it makes them scratch their heads and say, MC Kim has really gone down the loony bin now. How am I going to lift all this? Or it seems impossible or just incredibly hard. But the difference is they can actually see it in their Google Drive. And thankfully, they also trust me as well. I'm not going to give them something ludicrous that they're going to do where they might hurt themselves. But I will push them. And I push them by actually writing down not just the sets, not just the reps, but the weights that they should be doing. They see it, and now that's implanted a picture in their mind of what that might feel like. And they make their best attempt because they trust me, but because they know what's ahead of them. But what if you don't have an MC Kim or a coach or a trainer in your life? So what do you do now? And what you do is you record your workouts in a workout journal. Take a Google spreadsheet, keep track of it in a journal, put it in the notes in your phone, somewhere where you can get access to it at any time, somewhere where it is easily accessible to you, something that you can carry around in your bag or something that you have with you all the time. When you look at your past numbers, it already takes you back to that time when you lifted that weight. When you push those reps, you visualize, you already know and you believe that you have done the weights before. It is doable. So you know what it feels like. Now you're going to take that one step further. And how to take this one step further, I'm going to use an example. I'm going to use the bench press as an example. So I use the same Google tracking sheet as all my clients do. And I like using the Google tracking sheet because it has a find and replace tab or I don't know what you call that, an option where I can go, where I can go and use it. And then I will type in bench press. It'll take me to the most recent bench press lift that I had done. So if last week I benched 100 pounds, it'll find it. I will see it and it'll show that I did 10 reps. And what I'll do is in this week's journal, in today's journal, I will put down bench press 100 pounds and then I'll put in 12 reps before I even start lifting. I've committed, just like my clients' programs, the weights, the reps, the sets. I've set in that belief so that I can do it. So before I even start lifting, I look at my old numbers and then I set a higher goal for myself. And I just put it down and I see it. I'm looking at it. Sometimes it's daunting, but I make the attempt and I make my best attempt at it. And also, kind of like a little side thing, I don't want to self-embarrass myself, you know, like to have to go back and change the numbers. So that's a little extra motivation on my end. And it's the truth. I sometimes get really upset with myself when I can't get to that number. When I actually have to go to my laptop, I use my laptop, and I actually have to delete and re-input the reps that I did. I don't know why, I just get really embarrassed by it. So find a way to journal, look at your past results, and challenge yourself by writing down what you're going to do before you do it. And it shouldn't stop there. And it doesn't for me, no matter the lift style, if it's a heavy deadlift, if it's a long plank hold, if it's a sprint or a run, I rarely ever think of the exercise or the lift in itself. I've been doing this a long time. I know what the technique is supposed to be like. It's ingrained in me. And when I'm lifting something really heavy, I never, ever just think of it as the bar and some plates on the side. I visualize, or you know what would be a better word? I fantasize that I'm this huge Hulk-like figure, and I'm going to lift, or I'm going to push, or I'm going to pull 1,000 pounds. Not 50 pounds, 1,000 pounds. And it sounds silly, but it's always in some sort of variation of this. My fantasy, that is. Where I'm just lifting something so ridiculous because I can. And I'm telling you, it makes a difference. No matter the weight. Like sometimes I do the bar and I know clients have caught me lifting just the bar I have my eyes closed and I'm just thinking that thing is just like the heaviest thing I've ever lifted. The technique, everything, my face is just, it helps so much. And if you do this same trick too, if you just believe that you are somebody just bigger and stronger and you're lifting something ridiculous, you can and you will lift more. Your form and your technique, your lift will just be really as clean as you can get it. And how you feel after the exhaustion fades, that is, it's undeniable confidence. And usually when I can get that one big lift in early, and I've done all the right things, and it's gone, the visualization has worked, it just sets the tone for the rest of the workout. So next time you lift, visualize yourself as your favorite superhero, or the athlete, or whoever you think is super strong, and become that person. And just remember, you aren't lifting a free weight. You aren't just squatting a bar. You are pressing a truck over your head instead of a shoulder press. It isn't just a cable row that you're doing. You're pulling a boat onto land with these thick chains. Clients have pointed out that I have, like off-the-cuff cues sometimes. And I'm known for giving some funny ones. So as I'm talking, I realize that there are some common ones that I like to give because I find it works well. And when I say it, I can almost see like a light bulb or like an aha moment on their face. And I know I've hit it on the nail. So here's a couple that I like to give. And this first one is probably one of the stranger ones, but I find it works really well. When I get somebody to do a straight leg deadlift, whether a bar or a free weight or even no weight, when they got to bend down, I always tell them, you got to use your lower back to bring the weight down slowly or to bring your body down slowly. And then you got to come up as fast as you can. But as you come up, you need to use your core. You need to use your abs to help you come up. So one of the cues that I give is somebody is standing right in front of them and they're ready to punch them really hard in the stomach. So what do you instinctively do? You clench your stomach. You tighten up your abs when you come back up, right? So that one I found has worked really well. And another one I give is to help generate more explosive pushes on the bench press, which is, I always tell people, and I imagine myself, as the weight comes down, as the weight or the bar comes down to my chest, I imagine that the roof is about to collapse. The roof of my home is about to collapse. Then I gotta push the ceiling back up to hold it back into place. I can really go on and on with these because it's just really fun to think about. I'm talking about how visualization is a form of unlocking your superpower. But when I'm in the weight room, I believe that I'm super powerful. And you should treat every session like that too. And finally, what you do before you even lift a single weight or stretch or put on your shoes even is the most important thing, which is visualizing what your workout is going to be like and how you're going to feel during and after. Something common that my clients will say to me before we start a session is, oh man, what kind of hardcore workout do you have set for me today? Or how bad is the torture going to be? And when they used to say these things to me, I'd always tell them, hey, you know, check yourself, change your mindset, you know, make this enjoyable for you and your workouts will go better. But I couldn't be totally wrong on my end because the people who have said that to me, they're the hardest workers. They're the ones that show up every single session. And now, when I think about it, I think of it as they have made this workout so hard for themselves. They've made it torturous that when it's actually time to work out, it wasn't that bad. Sometimes, anyways. Now, that works for them. But for me, I take a little bit of a different approach. I imagine I'm getting ready to appear on one of my favorite shows. And one of my favorite shows when I was growing up was the old school Gladiator show back in the day with like Nitro and Ice and Blaze and Turbo and, you know, all those other cool names, or at least what I thought was cool names back in the day. Or I was like at the Strongman contest. I used to love watching, and I still do love watching Strongman contests now. And the crowd is cheering. I don't think about going into the gym. I think about going into an arena. I think about going onto a stage, put myself into the scene of the gladiators, like what it would be like just before the curtains rolled up, just before they said action, and just as the games would get started, you know, the crowd cheering, that like nervous energy, you know, I'm about to show people how strong I am or how weak I am or how good I am, you know, that just that gets my blood pumping right now. Like I feel like I should be pushing some weights right now. I feel like I should pause the episode and just do like a couple lifts or a couple push-ups, because I literally will transport myself into that world. So before you hit the gym or you do your next workout, don't look at it as like you're going to the gym where you're going to work out, you know, lift some weights, might say hi to some people, but think of it as like a stage or like an arena or a torture chamber. Whatever gets you charged up, you know, and getting that little bit of like that nervous, exciting energy into you. And be free and go into detail. Like nobody is listening to your own thoughts. When you have your eyes closed for that minute, you can think of anything. You can be anywhere. Because the more real you make it, the more real it is to you. And I think that's the point of visualization. I think that's why it works. Because if you can get your own mind to believe what you are doing, you're going to do it. You're going to make it more real. And I'm going to share a little story, and I know it has nothing really related to weight training, but you know, give you the idea of like how powerful visualization is, which is when I first started doing this podcast, which wasn't very long ago, I used to record it in my washroom. It was the quietest room in our condo. It had the best acoustics. I could lock the door. I had like really basic equipment, but I never thought of recording my podcast in a washroom. I never thought of it that way. I always thought of it as I'm in a studio It is quiet. I'm there's somebody else on the other side of that glass mirror, just like in a music studio, who is making sure that I sound perfect. And it just so happened that I was always recording in front of the mirror. It always felt like that there was somebody else behind that glass, telling me to talk loud or telling me to talk lower or to talk a little bit faster. And as soon as I would stop the recording, I would like look around and be like, oh man, I'm in a washroom recording this podcast. But to me, at that moment, it felt so real. And it's amazing now that I can, and I have the option to record in a studio. And it's just even better. I make it even more grandiose whenever I get a chance. So again, the more real you make it, the more real it is to you. Those are my visualization techniques that I use to get me stronger and to get my clients strong as well. Journal your lifts so you can actually see what you're lifting day to day. Pre-populate the weights and reps just before you lift. You want to set and record those goals beforehand. Trick your mind into thinking like, okay, I'm going to do this. It's already been done. Kind of like, you ever hear when people, you know, write themselves a check for like $1 million, even though they don't have $1 million? It's like that. Fantasize extreme scenarios where you actually need that strength so you can move those, not just those weights, maybe they're tires or maybe they're boulders or, you know, maybe they're mat trucks, you know, something. Like, don't just think of it as weight. And before you even step onto the gym floor, transport yourself to that special event, to that place where you're going to have to show, where you're going to have to showcase your talent. And the best part is, it's just you. There's nobody there. You don't have to be like ultra nervous about it. It's just you. It's you and your own fantasy. After telling you some of my visualization techniques, do you have any of your own? Something that really works well for you? If so, hit me up. Let me know what you're using. Let me know how you're visualizing your lifts, how you're visualizing your exercises. Don't be shy. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram at RemixMyFitness. My favorite way is, of course, the old school way. And when I mean old school, I'm talking about emails. I like emails. They're fun to read. You can hit me up at mckim@remixmyfitness.com. So that's it. That is a wrap for this episode. I hope you enjoyed the show. Please share with your friends. Smash that subscribe button. Hit me on the comments field. You know what to do. You know how you can help out. So I will chat with you next week. So until then, set those goals, challenge yourself, and don't forget to have fun. Peace.